Dear people, in some ways, the clothes we wear are communicating something. Beside the basic function of covering and protection, what we wear can define and describe some of who and what we are or desire to be. If you think about it, clothing plays a prominent role throughout all scripture, starting with the fig leaves in the garden. In the story of Joseph, clothing takes on a significant role in Joseph's identity and destiny. In every change of position or relationship that Joseph experienced, there was a corresponding change in his clothing. It began when his father, Jacob, gave Joseph a special garment, a coat of many colors. The coat communicated that Joseph was the most favored son, a position not necessarily deserved or earned, and because of this and Joseph's immature, spoiled attitude, his brothers despised him. At an opportune time, they threw him into a pit and took his coat and soaked it in blood so Jacob would think wild animals had killed him. From there, Joseph was sold as a slave into Egypt, but again rose to prominence, this time in the house of his owner. It was because of the blessings and favor of God. While running his owner's business, the owner's wife relentlessly tried to seduce him. One day, she grabbed hold of Joseph by his clothing, and he ran away with his clothes left in her hand. Scorned, she accused Joseph of attempted rape, and he was thrown into prison. So Joseph was stripped a second time of his position and identity. While in prison and for a third time, Joseph rises to the top and becomes the assistant warden. This time it was because of God's favor and the skills he learned while managing his former owner's business. But this time, something different happened. Up to this point, Joseph had lost his clothing in a downward spiral from most favored son to inmate. Now, however, he acquired clothing in a sudden meteoric rise to Prime Minister of Egypt. What does this tell us? Although Joseph had not earned it, he was the favored son. That is the beginning point for all of us, our foundational identity. That was true in Joseph's experience and must for ours, Mark 1, verse 11. All future identities, positions, and destiny rest upon the revelation that we are loved and well-pleasing sons. It tells us in God's economy, the future, not our past, impacts the present. Joseph did not allow his past failures, identity as a slave or inmate, keep him from his true identity and destiny. God prophetically reveals the future to us, like he did in Joseph's dream, and then we begin the process of developing into whom and what the Father spoke over us. Finally, it tells us that favor is not always about good circumstances, but with favor we can rise above the circumstances. I think a lot of folks get stuck and never fulfill their destiny, not because of a lack of favor, but bad responses to adverse circumstances. If we will cooperate, God will work in our present circumstance to prepare us for the future He has designed. He will use every challenge, failure, and disappointment to shape us for what is to come. There is no waste in God's kingdom. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.